now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are for Super Bowl 52. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours with a regular Sunday broadcast. Then I'll be back after that with live transmissions from my home with analysis of the different globalist propaganda devices that we'll undoubtedly see during the Super Bowl. Now, that said, we have Zach, who is a confirmed high-level intel source, was given us impeccable information on a lot of big stories and big events. And Zach is going to be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour. He said from his sources, they rolled up several big Somali terror plots in Minneapolis, St. Paul that were planned to be carried out against the Super Bowl. And that he hoped when we talked to him on Friday that they would be able to stop them completely. And we've seen all the different terror attacks around the country, around the world. We've seen it all intensifying. And we're not saying there's going to be a terror attack at the Super Bowl, but we certainly have to know that it's a major target being in Minneapolis, St. Paul, which is known as Little Mogadishu. In fact, there may be more Somalis in Minnesota than there are in the capital of the failed state. Mogadishu. Feel very sorry for them. They still sell women as slaves and cut their genitals off and kill gay people and all the rest of it. But this is one of the unvetted countries that Trump banned people getting visas from because the imams issue the visas and will give it to terrorist leaders to come to the U.S. We're showing video of last year at Mall of America, and we just see all the stabbings and bombings and shootings that are carried out by Somalis. And it is just a fact that this is the equivalent of a Stone Age population being brought in to the United States. And meanwhile, the NFL, here's the Washington Post, rejects veterans groups' Please Stand ad for Super Bowl program. So their free speech is being mightily restricted. Continuing on, hold on to your tinfoil hat. Alex Jones, YouTube is coming for you. The Wall Street Journal admits a massive program to begin censoring InfoWars. It's already been going on. We'll give you details of it. And believe me, if you stand for this, it'll be you next. Now, all of that said, when I read this next article, a lot of people are going to think that, well, it's kind of radical. But it's not when you look at the Nunes memo, the FISA memo. And you look at the facts. Those are facts that they lied to the court. They didn't tell people it was political or that Hillary's campaign had paid for it. They didn't tell the court that they were lying in the applications. That's perjury before a federal judge, a federal court. And they committed so many other crimes, as we now know. And then Rosenstein, who was involved in the whole thing, set up a special counsel outside of the attorney general to hijack the Justice Department. Well, now GOP reps seek criminal prosecution of FBI DOJ officials for full-throated illegal misconduct and treason. Extremely powerful video clips by Paul Gozer and others coming up on the other side of this quick break. And this is what should be done because they've committed the crimes. They're the ones attempting to put the president and his family in jail, overturn the election, destroy our recovery, and do all of this, and we shouldn't put up with it. The article in the video is on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, along with a lot of other critical information as well. So stay with us. We'll be back on the other side as we cover Super Bowl 52. And the civil war this country is now deeply embroiled in. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a very credible intel source known to us in the government that's been in Army Special Operations Command and now in another section. And if he's ever able to go public, he's been in the news before. He's been on television before. He's been an analyst. He's been in many newspapers. And he's a very credible person. And he says that they have been rolling up Somali terror plots in the last week against Super Bowl 52 in Little Mogadishu, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And he says that he hopes there isn't an attack today, but it was a massive attack, coordinated mass shootings outside to then get everybody to evacuate and then to bomb the evacuation with a dirty bomb. And this individual's given us a lot of information that has all been spot on. And so we're not saying there's going to be a terror attack, but we know there's real Islamic terror. We know that Obama and others brought in masses of these folks unvetted. And we know that it's right in the middle of Minneapolis, St. Paul. The two All-American teams, the Eagles versus the Patriots. And both teams have been politically incorrect. Both teams don't take knees. Both teams have been demonized for not being globalist. So they're definitely a couple of decent organizations in the middle of the NFL that is just basically like Hollywood and completely sold the country out and won't even take TV ads from veterans groups saying, please stand for the national anthem. That's the Washington Post. No, that's evil. That's not allowed. So that's all coming up. The really huge news here is that Jack will be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour. That intel source gives us any new information. And that Google has announced that along with Facebook, they're going to be censoring all state-run media. They're going to be putting ads over it. They're going to be shelving it. They're going to be putting announcements in front of it that it's state-run, including PBS. But what about MSNBC and ABC being globalist-run? But then by extension, they say, and Alex Jones, since he's Russian-funded and is a conspiracy theorist, we're going to block him and we're going to censor him and put videos in front of him. And I already noticed this the last few months. Washington Post ads, Amazon ads, you name it, about Alexa's really good. It's not watching or listening to you, and Jeff Bezos loves you. Or the Washington Post ads, Trump is a Russian agent and will be brought down. These are on the fronts of my videos. I see them, and I go, look, the video will be demonetized, but they will have an ad on the front that they're probably being paid for. Next level, folks. Today I went and saw Amazon ads, and I'm not getting paid for them. So it's beyond all of that. And notice all the big liberal channels were like, great, censor Alex Jones, and suddenly you all got demonetized. When you let one person have their free speech taken, then yours gets taken. What's wrong with people? Don't you know that? Amazon is a clever trick to make sure, Echo doesn't activate during the Super Bowl ad. Oh, yes, it's listening to you in your house. Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, he makes $1 billion a day. And he funds the Washington Post to call for InfoWars to be shut down. What a jerk. So we're going to be talking about all of that. But the one you really want to pull up is this Washington Post ad where we're battling Trump and we're battling evil groups and the Russians. America is on a knife's edge, and only the Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, is battling evil Russian propaganda. And whether it's Orange is the New Black or whether it's Homeland or whether it's all these shows, they admit that they are, quote, targeting Alex Jones. And then they'll have somebody get up and go, I'm Alex Jones and I blah, 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 and say something bigoted. And then the weirdo bots, you know, the population that watches this type of stuff and believes it, they then think it's really true. They had one where Millie Weaver characters at up there, you know, in Virginia for what happened, and they rape her. And then the jury lets them go because, well, InfoWars is a bad group. And they even call the show title InfoWars, in case you're just not 100% sure. That was this last week. And then they have three different shows on Comedy Central attacking us five nights a week, saying horrible things. Well, I mean, you've seen Colbert on mainstream broadcast TV. He'll play a few clips out of St. Quits and then goes, let's hear what else Tuck Buckford, who really likes Alex Jones and agrees with him, has to say. And then Tuck Buckford comes out and says, kids, take your Tide Pods and eat them. That's when, and then it cuts back to another clip of me. I mean, this is full-on war, and I'm not complaining about it. But ask yourselves, why are they doing it? Because if they can set the precedent, I've been chosen to be banned. They can ban everybody. They can restrict everybody. And more than that, they can take over your viral YouTube channel, whatever it is, saying you're an extremist or whatever, or just choosing to say that, you know, they just think so, and then get paid by Bezos for his Amazon ads and his Washington Post ads about how we're all Russian agents. New impeachment ads funded by Tom Steyer will run during Trump's State of the Union. Yeah, there's an example. They get to run their ads, but veterans groups don't get to run theirs. Just like Google banned me last year off Google ads. And then sub-companies did. And they said, you're not allowed to advertise. You're not allowed to exist. We're just going to slowly strangle you. And then Project Veritas got all the behind-the-scenes video of them saying, our number one mission is to stop Alex Jones and people like him. We just shadow ban them so that no one can see what they're doing. People got to hand share it, and the public doesn't know that we're doing that. And they all, and he says, you know, and we get orders also when the New York Times wants something censored. And remember, the New York Times was on the phone with Hillary's people every day during the campaign. It came out in WikiLeaks, coordinating all of this. They even get what they want. Like the New York Times is involved censoring InfoWars. So they all just get their hands in, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL. They will tattle all the time and say, look, Alex Jones had a top Facebook story. This is last week. He's not supposed to. You're supposed to block that. And congressional hearings. And then it's the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL who are in these interfaces at Google and Facebook controlling everything. They have the private think tanks funded by George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, controlling what you can see. So here's the bottom line. There's a total war against talk radio, against free speech, against our recovery, against our president. They're saying they want to take away his Twitter. But they've gone too far. No matter how much AI they've got, no matter how many bots they've got, Assange has come out and pointed out there aren't any Russian bots they found, but that they've got Facebook and Twitter bots out force-feeding stories, posing as people everywhere with product placement, propaganda placement, saying that Nunes is a fraud and Nunes is a liar and the memo doesn't mean anything and nobody did anything, on and on and on. And then you tune in to Saturday Night Live and they call him a little runt, nobody, slave of the white man, and that he's, you know, this terrible person, a slave of Trump. That's coming up. And then you tune in to Bill Maher, HBO, the same thing. He says he's a little rat. He's a little nothing. He's a little short man. All these Hispanic stereotypes, as if it's bad to be short. Tall people die younger. Bottom line is it's all unified bullying. And Nunes says he's proud to be bullied by scum like this. We finally have Trump. We finally have Nunes. We finally have other people that are willing to stand up and be strong. And it is incredible. So here it is. We have somebody who even more hardcore, because they're trying to put Trump in prison, Roger Stone in prison, myself in prison, with no evidence, made up crap. We're over a year into this, nothing there. Now the video, when we come back, it's up on Infowars.com. Get it out to everybody. We posted it yesterday. I want to make sure it's reposted to the front page of Infowars, and we're going to retweet our article about it. True Pundit also has it. Zero Hedge has it. Here it is. Congress calls, there's multiple members now, seek criminal prosecution of FBI DOJ officials for, quote, full-throated illegal misconduct and treason. And that's what it is to overthrow the country and overthrow an election. Following the release of the four-page memo detailing rampant FISA warrant abuse by the FBI and DOJ, Representative Paul Gozer, Republican Arizona, announced that he will seek the criminal prosecution of FBI and DOJ officials for the full-throated adoption of illegal misconduct and abuses FISA by James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Sally Yates, Ron Rosenstein, Gosar calls traitors to our nation. He's the guy who's the strongest. Yes, 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 the truth. They need to be arrested.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is actually happening. Fresh off the heels of the memo being released Friday detailing off the FISA warrant's own background, own research, own history from the Democrats themselves during the campaign, during the nomination, during the time that Trump was president-elect in 2016 to 2017, illegally spying on him and his whole family and not telling him that the information had been put together by Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and others, lying to the court. So now we have multiple members of the GOP, congressmen, coming out and openly saying it's time for criminal investigations, it's time for criminal charges, because this is 110% open and shut. Congressman Gozer has incredible courage. Paul Gozer, Republican of Arizona, went on Fox News and had this to say. Remember, they're trying to put Trump in prison and his whole administration with no proof. The only Russian collusion is by the Democrats. And now we've caught them red-handed. You've got Rosenstein with McCabe and their underlings fixing the whole thing. No wonder they're so desperate to get rid of Trump, because they committed incredible crimes, open and shut. And since then, engaged in more perjury to Congress. And since then, more perjury in court filings. And you've got Adam Schiff. They're now looking at criminal investigations against him for going into federal court and trying to block who funded Fusion GPS, the Democratic Party. And it turns out he knew him was involved. No wonder they're so scared. No wonder they're fighting so hard. No wonder they won't just get out of the way of the recovery, because they've passed the point of return. They're cornered rats. They're the rats, ladies and gentlemen. They're the people trying to overturn the country. They're the ones trying to bully anybody that voted for Trump, saying you're a Russian dupe. This is outrageous. They're the ones dumping hot coffee on people that are patriots or trying to beat them up in the streets or Antifa. They're the bullies. They're the scum. They're the trash. They're the treasonous rats. Not like Bill Maher says about Congressman Nunes. So again, here is the representative from Arizona.
The Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar is now calling for criminal prosecution of all the top FBI and Justice Department officials who were named in the four-page document. He's saying they must be held accountable for their, quote, illegal misconduct and use of FISA. The congressman joins us now. Good to see you, sir.
Yeah, pause, thanks real for quick. Joining us. Back up a few seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's open and shut. They have committed these crimes. The Democratic Party, this organized crime to overturn our election, to stop Trump from even being elected, going to the FISA court and lying, and they've all been caught lying about Hillary being behind it and funding it. This is open and shut. If we don't punish them for this, it will turn the bureaucracy into what destroys third world countries. It will turn it into a permanent superclass above everyone. That's how countries die. Their federal police, their Praetorian Guard, take over. This is the biggest threat to our republic right now, even bigger than the communist Chinese, is the Democrat globalist cabal inside our agencies that have been able to commit crimes for decades unimpeded and now want to stop an American restoration. Let's go back to the report.
Department officials who were named in the four-page document, he's saying they must be held accountable for their, quote, illegal misconduct and use of FISA. The congressman joins us now. Good to see you, sir. Thanks for joining us. And
thanks, Connell.
You know, it's interesting. You seem to be, even in your own party here, a little bit of an outlier. I know people are upset by this, and they're calling for changes to be made, say, but not necessarily for people to be prosecuted or thrown in jail. So tell me what specifically you're talking about criminally.
So you have find it's factual that the dossier was used as a cornerstone for this FISA. And this is what Mr. Comey said was salacious and unverified. And yet, every time that the FISA was opened and renewed, you had to present those findings of probable cause, which is a premeditation to defiance of the whole basis of our law. And so this is premeditated, Connell, and people that utilize this at the highest realms of our Justice Department, where we hold that near and dear, have to be held accountable. You and I couldn't get away with this, and so they have to be held accountable.
One thing, sir, I would say is, isn't there, and to go back to a phrase that was used a lot last night in discussing this, there is something to we don't know what we don't know. In other words, we don't know the other items that might have been used to get the warrant, or we only know what's in this four-page document. So isn't there You know, a little bit of a cart before the horse here that we're getting ahead of ourselves.
There's not, because when you start to use the whole interaction with the dossier, from its political holdings that it was in origins, not being disclosed in those regards, this is a premise of a fundamental problems in which justice is not being served properly. And this is why we've had some problems with the 702, is making sure that that warrant process is verified and properly applied.
Right.
So there's no question that the dossier played a cornerstone application to getting this
pause
Biden
again.
Warrant.
This is treason against our country. And you notice we're in this trouble because the Fox News host is trying to hedge his bets. And act like, oh, cart before the horse. We have the WikiLeaks with them fixing the polls, fixing the news, pushing all the fake garbage, getting the questions beforehand. We have Hillary with hundreds of millions of dollars from the Russians and Podesta, $30+ million. And we have them protected by Comey and Mueller and Rosenstein and McCabe and all these other people. And then this made up crap 2 years into this against Trump and everybody else. How do I know it's all bull? Everything they say about me is bull with no evidence. It's just made up out of the air. I've got clips coming up where they said, again, Tucker Carlson's a Russian agent. Congressmen, go on there and say, if you don't agree this is all real, you're a Russian agent. And he says it with such pleasure, like, you're a child molester. You know, you're a bank robber. They just do this to bully us because racist doesn't work anymore. They're the treasonous rats. Continue.
In regards to Carter Page. No question.
In terms of what might happen next here. Again, I understand what you're calling for, but Julie was talking earlier about, you know, some changes that might happen and what have you. And the president's even tweeted about the investigation. Let me go to Congressman Trey Gowdy, because I thought it was interesting what he said on Twitter. He's involved directly in this investigation. In fact, he's the guy, according to Congressman Nunes, who saw the underlying classified information. Here's his tweet from Congressman Gowdy. He says, if I've said repeatedly, I also remain 100% confident in Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The contents of this memo do not in any way discredit his investigation. That speaks to the investigation that's ongoing. And even though Congressman Gowdy said it's important that we understand and know this information, he doesn't even think the Mueller investigation is necessarily discredited. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, I would somewhat agree, because I want this to go forward, because you're going to find collusion.
Okay, so you think the two are separate. Your point
in regards to the Democratic Party.
So your
you're
point
going to see that with Clinton over and over again. That's what transpired.
So your point is that the two are separate. You can continue with the investigation.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely you can, because all paths are going to lead to Ms. Clinton, because this was a total cover-up in regards to what transpired. But you can't get away for the way that we attacked a political candidate, a political president-elect, and a president. You can't do that. This is
that's
the
right.
real
That's right. It's bold, out-of-control, rogue government garbage. It's rogue government garbage. And we don't want Mueller to stop, because he's going to destroy himself. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on Super Bowl Sunday. But I got to tell you, the real ball game, the real fight is about free market and open free societies versus authoritarianism. We think of fascism, we think of communism, we think of socialism as killing hundreds of millions of people and enslaving countless others. But it's technocracy implemented as a system of governance by the globalist in their own textbooks, their own white papers, and now their own public statements that is authoritarian and is coming down on us. It's been said that peace is artificial. Peace is a state of humans not following their own basic instincts. I disagree with that. Peace is when you have enough resources and ideas and are self-satisfied enough to not want to run other people's lives. That builds golden ages. It's conquest economies versus Renaissance economies. You've always got a mix of the two, but we've been going deeply into a conquest economy a zero-sum game economy, a pie-is-only-so-big economy. But the facts are we have unlimited potential. But there are a lot of people in life who are weak, who decide to be evil and hateful and to lie because they believe having temporal power over others, including dumbing them down, makes them better people. And those are the types of folks like Bill Maher and Alec Baldwin that read off their teleprompters and Jeff Bezos and all the other monopoly men that treat their employees like slaves, that you know, always Bezos and others and Apple are paid for with taxpayer money, incentives, their employees are on welfare. They've got it all actuaried out to screw everybody, and they always create monopolies. We're going to get more into that coming up. But I wanted to look at real heroes. We haven't had Republican congressmen and women in my lifetime, and even before, since really the 60s and 70s. I was around the 70s, but the church committee and others, it was bipartisan. There were some good people then who didn't believe just because they were in government, let's take over, let's be corrupt, let's all just get paid off, let's allow centralization of power. But now, I got to say, Devin Nunes, people like Gozer, Paul Gozer, people like Jim Jordan, saying this is full-throated legal misconduct and treason. We want criminal charges against McCabe and Comey, and all of them have committed perjury. All of them have been caught lying. All of them have been caught going in line on the FISA memos. We have them in their sworn testimony. That's such a big deal. And then you see those that have the courage, like Chairman Nunes, to tell the truth and to stand up for what's right, being demonized not just on the so-called news shows and not just in every newspaper in the country, but by the so-called entertainment shows. And then they activate all the minions, people that really are the slaves of every race, color, and creed, that believe the mainstream media is their friend. They go out and believe they're on the winning team when they yell at Nunes when he's at dinner with his wife, which I know is going on, or dump hot coffee on my head, or whatever they do. It's all these losers that buy into the system that believe they can intimidate us because they're all about peer pressure. They would back off real quick if they were under this pressure. It's the left bullying and pushing and death threatening and attacking, not the conservatives, not the libertarians. So I wanted to play this clip of Bill Maher, this whole smug act up there and wandering around, you know, on the set of HBO. Reading off a teleprompter, calling Nunes a rat, and then saying, but they're all rats, they're all Russian agents. No judge, no jury. 2 years later, a year after the special counsel, no proof, no nothing. The Clintons up with their eyeballs in Russian collusion. And he sits there and says, we're the traitors, when it's the Democrats that said, hey, cops on CNN, you're getting killed because you're bad. Cop gets killed 1,000 miles away from where some cop might have done something wrong. You all deserve it. They're the ones that hate flyover country. They're the ones that hate the police. They're the ones that hate America. They're the globalists. They're the UN world government people. But now that they're losing, that we've woken up to them, they tell us, oh, you're the foreign power. Well, the foreign power, Donald Trump, the foreign power, Alex Jones, sure suddenly turned the country around. And we've only gotten a few of the restraints off. The American people are American people. They love America. You're the ones at the NFL, another extension of Hollyweird, China Weird, China Wood, it's owned by China basically now, that won't let veterans run veterans ads with their own money during the Super Bowl because that's not the image they want. Just like the MSNBC host said after the State of the Union last week, she said, you shouldn't be talking about family and church. That's a bygone era. You don't have that anymore. We took that from you. Don't you talk about that. Because they want you totally isolated. Just like a Chinese slave worker in an apple factory. So, they're a bunch of followers, though. Even Apple now is starting to move back to the U.S. and have some good, decent-paying jobs. They understand the writing's on the wall, but they're still paid by the old capos and old generals in charge to keep pressing the assault on us because they just want to be able to sue for peace and sue for some system where they can keep their stolen loot. They've now realized their back's broken. That's why coming up in the next segment, we had old CIA head of counterterrorism, which means, you know, he was up to. And then the protege at the FBI, when they brought him over to FBI, his name is Mudd, Phil Mudd, issuing another threat to the president and saying, don't worry, we're winning. That stay at your post. We're winning. We're winning, men. Ha ha. So that's coming up. But here is Mr. Maher. Mr. He's America. And he's exposing that dirty president and all the Republicans. They're all dirty rats. Think about that. It's like I said, Bill Maher is a child molester. And all the Democrats are child molesters. Now, a lot of them are. I have no evidence he is. But imagine if I said they're all child molesters. See, they're all Russian agents. See how easy that is? See, that's the same little smug tactic he takes, our kindness for weakness. Look at him. He's a literal gremlin. Let's go to the gremlin.
But forget Groundhog Day. The only large rat-like creature I'm concerned about is Devin Nunes. This guy and his memo got released today. And of course, it's not fair to single him out. All the Republicans these days are treasonous rats. And they're all, you know, they're all together. They're on a retreat in West Virginia. And the people of that town are onto them because the banner said, "Welcome, Banana Republicans."
That's enough. Shut him up. And he goes on with his vicious lies, okay? Oh, they're all rats, they're all treasonous, they're all... He goes in the Russians, all of it. Just, really, these are the globalists that hate the country. Obama, I hate Bible readers and gun owners. We're going to get them, you know, to fundraiser, bitter clingers. They're all on tape hating us. They go on MSNBC and say it, but now they love us, but don't have a veterans ad. Because cowards like that are afraid of military men and women that actually stand for something. They are the ultimate cowardly sacks of garbage. Now, let's go to Alec Baldwin reading off a teleprompter, acting like the president doesn't work in his bed with a McMuffin, watching Fox and Friends to get his briefing, running Nunes in the ground again as a slave. Again, Mexicans can't have power, Mexican-Americans. They, Hispanics can't be conservatives. If they are, they're Uncle Tom's. Well, really, more Republican Hispanics got elected in the last few elections than Democrats did. That's why you're crapping your britches. Let's go to that clip.
Yes, I'm so busy, and you're all, if you're wondering why I'm so out of breath, it's because I'm doing my P90X morning exercises right now. But I'm saving the economy, destroying ISIS, and right now I'm getting my daily intelligence briefing.
Oh, from who?
From you guys. Thanks so much. Your show is so great. Huge ratings, of course, not as big as the ratings for my State of the Union speech, which was watched by 10 billion people.
I'll stop right there. Just like they said, nobody was at his inauguration, showed fake video from right when the gates opened. They think you're stupid. He did have record viewers. They saw 47 million. So they just say he lied and said 10 billion. They just take truth and invert it. They're not creative. We're going to come back and finish this up. Then get to the FBI guys saying they're winning. It's happening, my friends. Congress now seeking criminal charges against the Democrat Clinton crime cabal inside justice and the FBI.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So I have a whole bunch of these clips, but this is one of the last ones I'm going to play of Alec Baldwin. Remember Alec Baldwin? He had a whole piece playing the president last year, and a couple pieces, and he's like, you know Alex Jones, the talk show host that says black people aren't humans? Well, that's where I get my advice from. I mean, that's not even comedy. So people that don't even know who I am get inoculated that, oh, Alex Jones is like David Duke. And the real message is, shut up and let us take over the country and wreck everything and sell it to the communist Chinese, or we're going to call you racist. So let's get to more of these clips. I got a whole bunch of them in this segment. Then Zach's joining us, our intel insider, on the Somali Islamic terror threat on the Super Bowl that you've exclusively heard about here. And we hope nothing happens, but reportedly most of it's been rolled up, but you never know. So pray for everybody that's going to be at the Super Bowl or any other public event in this country. But let's get back to Alec Baldwin playing the president Saturday Night Live as we analyze this propaganda again, attacking Nunes with racial stereotypes and the fact that he's a slave and he's not his own man. No, he's the opposite. He is his own man. He's not a slave to you guys. And he's standing up with a lot of courage. He's exactly the type of man we need. So he's not a guy reading up a teleprompter, Alec Baldwin. That's for damn sure. Here it is.
Thanks so much. Your show is so great. Huge ratings, of course, not as big as the ratings for my State of the Union speech, which was watched by 10 billion people, including all of China. They say there's only 7 billion people on Earth, so where the other 3 billion come from?
Illegals.
Illegals? I don't know.
Mr. President, can I say your speech was maybe the best speech in the history of this country?
It was powerful.
Thank you, Angeli. I'm going to tweet that right now. Boom, tweet it, MAGA. You know, a lot of folks are saying, including Paul Ryan, that it was better than Martin Luther King's I Dream of Jeannie speech. Isn't it amazing?
He's everything. He's attacking Martin Luther King, attacking Mexicans.
Orrin Hatch.
He's racist.
Said, I'm the single greatest president ever.
But it's Alec Baldwin.
And this is Orrin Hatch, people, the hottest guy in Congress, saying I'm...
Well, it is true. In modern history, he's the greatest president already.
History.
Or even the world. I've heard better than Caesar.
I mean, I make buildings. That guy just made salads. No contest. But guys, this memo might be the greatest memo since the Declaration of Independence. I don't know. I haven't read either one of them. And
hit pause again. The left always attacks the Bill of Rights and Constitution, says get rid of it, it's old, when it's the newest thing in the Renaissance, actual, you know, people being free and running their own lives. So again, they hate America. They hate the police. You know, the left's like, go kill cops. But oh, now we're all Russian agents. Let's continue.
Newness, I love that guy, my sweet little house elf. So close.
Hit pause. Back that up 10 seconds. I'm going to put this on the very front of the video. We put it out on Facebook and YouTube. Again, he's a big fat rat. We heard that earlier. He's a little house elf. Again, this is... I've got like 8 more clips where they call him little, stupid, a rat, a slave, an elf. I mean, I guess if you think of a racist stereotype, this is it. But they can do it because they're the left. They can say cuss words on air during broadcast. They can do anything they want. Grown men can go in your daughter's bathroom because they're trans or whatever. This is the agenda. This is the new superclass. This is the left. But let's go back to this guy again with every stereotype against a great member of Congress. Here it is.
Memo might be the greatest memo since the Declaration of Independence. I don't know. I haven't read either one of them. And Devin Nunes, I love that guy, my sweet little house elf. So close to earning his freedom. His memo proved.
So he's a house slave. He's an Uncle Tom. And he's going to get his freedom. He's a slave of Trump. Just because he sees the Democrats in a criminal cabal all caught. Nunes wasn't this radical 6 months ago. Nunes is like, I can't believe this. This is, you know, he's like a lawyer. He's like, this is illegal. So he's standing up, he's a man, he's strong, he's a maverick, he's honorable. So you invert that. It's what you slaves do. Alec Baldwin's the slave. Again, he got up and said, I get my news from Alex Jones that says blacks aren't humans. Hey, son of a bitch. I swear to God, I want to knock you upside your head, man. You get up there on national television and say, I don't like black people. You're the racist putting that out, man. He acts like he's a tough guy. And I've met some of his brothers. They're listeners of the show. And I'm not trying to run my mouth or anything. But, man, dude, how would you like it if I called you a child molester? If I got up on national TV and said, I'm playing the part of President Trump and Alec Baldwin taught me how to kidnap little baby boys and rape them. But again, it's not comedy. It's not funny. It's not funny. And the headline will be, Jones threatens to attack him. I'm not going to actually attack him. I'm saying, in fact, get that clip ready. There's so many clips in a minute of Tucker Carlson on Friday night, and he's got a Democrat congressman on who's for like 6 minutes is saying he's a Russian agent. And finally at the end, he goes, dude, I'm cutting the segment off. And he turns red. Because Tucker Carlson's dad headed up Voice of America, was famous, Black Ops, all nine yards, and Carlson's got his own deal. And the thing is, it's not just saying we're Russian agents. It's that the congressman knows we're not and knows they're the ones that work for the globalists that are overthrowing the country and our prosperity. That's what's so sick about it. Carlson knows full well when he starts turning red that this guy is what he says we are, but to the globalists, not to the Russians. Finish up with Baldwin, then I'm gonna play that clip.
FBI is biased, and they have a history of this, folks.
No, the Clintons inside their heart.
A history.
Then make fun of how he holds the drink.
Biased against Richard Nixon. They were biased against John Gotti. Biased against Dillinger. Dillinger.
Dillinger, that's enough. Get him off. Okay. Oh, yeah. So as if there wasn't some good FBI that did good before, now the criminals that have hijacked it are okay. It's like if an Islamic hijacker takes over a plane, puts on the uniform of the captain. We have to follow him. He's wearing the uniform. Ever heard of a hijacking? And the FBI, by the way, covered up, said there was no such thing as Italian organized crime because they had photos of him in gay sex, reportedly. Now, let's go ahead. Here's Tucker Carlson with this congressman, this little weasel. This is reportedly Nancy Pelosi's protege. And Representative Swalwell accuses him of violating national security. That's the first 6 minutes and hurting America and being a traitor. And then he just says you're doing Putin's work, just like he's been accused by other congressmen, just like Senator Paul has. Hey, enough. It doesn't hurt us. You're doing it. We know what you're planning. But, man, it's crazy. You're the Democrats that hate America, hate Christians, hate free market, and love world government. You're the enemy. You're the foreign power. You're the problem. And Trump and others need to start pointing out they're the ones supporting TPP and all these things to transfer our power to multinationals that have taken over the world. The threat's Bezos. The threat's the globalists. It's not the Russians that can hardly get their act together. So here's Carlson getting mad. Here it is. Carlson getting mad. Here it is.
Game it out for me. Tell me one thing that I have said that you think makes all Americans, including my children, less safe.
You continue to support the idea that we should give suspects in criminal cases the evidence against them before we ask them any questions. Well, you also believe that there's nothing wrong.
I don't support that. I do think
it's
we should give them the doubt as the Constitution requires us to. Call me a liberal.
And pause real quick. This congressman hopes you're legally ignorant about how the courts and things work. You're supposed to get that due process and see the evidence against you. Let's continue.
That I think that we should give evidence to, I'm not even sure what that means. By the way, I think people charged in a criminal case have the right to the evidence against them, don't they?
Do you think?
Not when they're being questioned, Tucker.
Yeah, Tucker, not when they're being questioned, not when they're under suspicion. Do you think it's a problem
so
that the White House was sent evidence in the Russia investigation? Okay. Do you think it's
you're
a problem that
suspicion,
they were sent evidence in the Russia investigation
dirty
when they are subjects? Of the investigation, you don't see a conflict there.
What in the world? No.
Donald Trump and Don McGahn.
In the case of today's memo, what specifically have I espoused that empowers threats to our country?
You're peddling the narrative that the Trump administration is putting out, which also is the Putin narrative because they're retweeting this with their Russian bots. If you're on the same side as WikiLeaks and Putin, you should take a step back and wonder whose bidding are you really doing?
I don't even know what to say. I don't want to explode on TV, so I'm just going to end the segment now. Let the record reflect
you accuse me
of working for a hostile foreign government. We'll be back soon.
And they're the ones that got caught doing it. See? That's the key here, is they go, you're all under suspicion, but us that sold the country out. You're all under suspicion, but us. They're all the ones that need to be locked up. Look at the arrogant evil of that sack of garbage. Hour number two, critical intel. Is there a terror threat against the Super Bowl and more? Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Well, Devin Nunes has been called a big, fat, dirty rat creature, small, little, a house slave. Just all sorts of, you know, like, we'll keep those little Hispanics down type garbage is the talking point by Bill Maher and other creatures, other leftist race peddlers like Alec Baldwin reading off teleprompters. But despite all that, despite all the demonizations, Nunes says attacks from the left memo are quite enjoyable. He said that over the weekend on Fox News. Here it is.
investigation.
Quickly, Mr. Chairman, some people have called you a Russian agent. Others have said you should be fired. The barbs today on cable TV were pretty amazing. Your thoughts in dealing with all of this in the job that you have?
Yeah, it's actually quite enjoyable. Because we have the underlying facts. We've been investigating this for a really long time. So you know that you're over the target when you're being attacked from all sides.
Mr. Chairman, we have to leave it there. The computer.
Finally, people that aren't cowards. All we've been looking for. Finally. And I love it. The more they persecute Nunes the last year, the more he goes from being a moderate to being an extremist. Because freedom can only be defended by extremism. When you have extremism coming down on you, the only action is to be extreme back. They're trying to put Trump and everybody in prison with made-up crap and committed crimes to do it. They've been caught. Throw them in prison. We're not vindictive. We're not looking for war. We want peace. They already declared war on us. Here's Jim Jordan. We need a second special counsel. Well, that's not going to come out of Rosenstein or anybody that's hijacked the Justice Department with however they've compromised the Attorney General, who's rolled over like a dead whale. But here's the good news. Now that we learned how to fight again, thanks to the American people and people like Trump and Nunes and the other congressmen, the folks that are calling for criminal charges, Paul Gozer, there's no going back. The sleeping giant's awake. See, that's why they're so panicked. Again, they thought when we were asleep, they had intimidated us like Lilliputians. But we wake up and just break out of the bonds real quick. Now that the fight's on, woo, sleeping giant's awake. There's no going back. And you know, it's not like the CIA guy. They're threatening to attack everybody, saying, oh, we're winning. When I say we're winning, we're winning. Does that mean they can't get a lucky uppercut on us? No, no, let's not start celebrating yet. But let me tell you something. We're chewing their asses up. Let's go ahead and go to Jim Jordan.
I definitely think there are grounds for a second special counsel because I'm not a big fan of special counsels, but I see no other remedy. And that's why 6 months ago, Mark Meadows, myself, and several others, we called for a second special counsel. Then I think now more than ever, it is certainly warranted. The one thing I always say, though, is don't have it be someone from Washington, like Mueller and his team, all the Washington insiders. Have it be a judge, a retired federal judge from somewhere in the middle of the country, somewhere outside the swamp. Have them put together a team, then go do the investigation, and then whatever conclusion they reach, I think there's a much better chance that the American people will accept that conclusion. If it's someone from D.C., if it's Mueller who tries to expand, I think that's a problem. If it's Attorney General Sessions who's recused himself, I think that's a problem.
Right.
So I see no other remedy but a second special counsel.
That's right. And Mueller and all these other people, Comey, they don't know what to do now that somebody's fighting back. They're just like, what? You're fighting back? I can't believe this. You're not supposed to do that. And we come back, Zach, our intel source, is going to join us. I'd even forgotten. A few times ago he was on, he warned of Amtrak attacks. Three of them just happened. Another one happened today, killing some folks, unfortunately. He says that they've rolled up some terror threats at the Super Bowl, but they may still have some splinter groups they were unable to find. That's coming up. And we'll also show Phil Mudd of the CIA and FBI trying to broadcast, all's well, we're winning, we're winning. Yeah, like Baghdad Bob in 2003.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
The president's talking about basically corruption at the FBI today, but we oppose the leadership. The workforce is going to look at this and say, this is an attack on our ability to conduct an investigation with integrity. There's hundreds of agents and analysts working on this investigation. It's not just Christopher Wray, the FBI director. So the FBI people, I'm going to tell you, are ticked. And they're going to be saying, I guarantee it, you think you can push us off this because you can try to intimidate the director? You better think again, Mr. President. You've been around for 13 months. We've been around since 1908. I know how this game is going to be played. We're going to win.
Well, we've been around since 1776, globalist. So you imply you're the FBI and everyone at the FBI agrees with you. And it's like I said last year, they act like Mueller's the king of America, and he decides. No, there's separation of powers, an impeachment, an indictment in the House, a trial in the Senate would decide, but they want to have a fake indictment from the swamp, like every other court ruling against the president that later gets reversed. They're all getting reversed. It's out of the swamp. Now, Zach, again, is a known intel source, formerly with Army Special Operations Command out of Florida. And I mean, going back a decade ago, TV pieces, news articles, you know about his work. Did a lot of clandestine stuff as a great source. His info dovetailed with our hostage rescue team information that proved to be accurate is the whole Vegas narrative collapses, multiple shooters, other people arrested. It goes on and on. But he's been calling in for like a year, has a lot of great sources. I know who Zach is. Zach is his real first name. The FBI certainly knows who he is. They've picked him up before, taking him into the military base, even though he's out of the military now in another position to be questioned. But there's a civil war going on. Most people in the military agree with what he's doing. He's not giving out any secret information. He's giving out his own analysis and things he's getting from other sources. But, Zach, I should, before we get into the derailments that you've been saying, look for more of those to come, three of them in the last month, more fatalities today, one last week. Talking about what that is, getting into the Super Bowl threat in little Mogadishu that you said on Friday they'd rolled up some of the threats, but there was still a concern, the Super Bowl coming up here in just an hour or so, or is it ongoing? I'm not even paying attention. How, since you got picked up by the FBI the second time, questioning once, took you in once the second time. What is the position from your colleagues and others, you coming on this show, this broadcast, and talking about this information?
How you doing, Alex? It's great to be back on with you. And, yeah, let's get right to it. You know, I have the support from everybody I work with and everything that's been going on. If you happen to be a patriot, if you happen to be aligned with freedom and what you think democracy should look like in a constitutional republic, you should be in line with me. Again, there are deep state factions, these intelligence operations, but the people around me, my friends, family, people who work with me physically understand who I am, know who I am, and we get along well, and they respect and commend what I'm doing.
I just wanted to get the sense of it because, you know, Trump got elected. He's a patriot. A year later, it's like, wow, validation. We did the right thing. And then to have the Democrats that are openly saying kill cops, race war, overthrow the country, to have them now all say we're Russian agents when they have the Russian connections is asinine. Can you speak to just the sense from your own, as a intelligence analyst that's done a lot of work and has had some high-level clearances, where the republic is right now? Then let's get into the latest information about deep state actors and how they're trying to destabilize things.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two factions in the United States. There's legitimate government that's being ran by the White House right now, restoring the American Republic and the Second American Revolution. And then there's the deep state, the generational, you know, just toxic poison that's been in the White House and been in our intelligence agencies for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And literally the Donald Trump administration is combating that in patriots and generals and people within the military and within the private sector have been waiting for this. We needed to actually have the capability of doing this, and Donald Trump has given us that opportunity to do this. So,
that's right. He was the breakthrough, and everybody now knows is the moment, so we're all piling on. That's why it's so powerful. That's why the deep state's so scared.
The one point where, and I think you spoke about it last week, I'm sorry I couldn't get on Friday, I have a couple more breaking points, but the issue coming out of the left behind Obama, Bush, Clinton administration officials is this narrative against Russia, which is very dangerous and problematic. And I hope Trump's not following the line. I don't think he is. But, you know, we just had this Russian jet shot down over Syria by rebels that McCain, Obama, and our administration funded. This was a Russian jet shot down, and this missile was a U.S.-made missile. The Trump administration and our current administration is not backing these rebels, but these were absolutely backed by our administration during the Obama time, during the McCain's time. So this is very problematic. And the Russians are not happy about it. There was a light show in retaliation going on in Syria, but this is being backed by our deep state left behind networks and Turkey outright. So this jet that was shot down over Russia.
I was about to say, where is Turkey on its invasion of Syria? Is that globalist deep state retaliation to the attempt to stabilize Syria?
Absolutely, that's globalist deep state. But I mean, We don't have to have that short of a that long of a memory. I mean, this is McCain, this is Obama, these are the rebels. They wanted Bashar al-Assad out of there. But
well, I was about to say, it seems the only area that Trump is failing is being bullied into major escalations with Russia, moving heavy weapons into Ukraine, moving troops up at the border.
There was so much collateral damage and so much left behind, because during the entire 8 years, during ISIS, during Iraq, during Libya, you know, we started, you know, funding these rebel groups and funding these ridiculous individuals. And our administration currently, the Trump administration, are no longer backing these rebel groups. We've sort of got out of Syria as far as backing rebels go. And we're absolutely fighting ISIS, but we're not going to back, quote unquote, you know, moderate rebel forces, because they're not. We always know what they become. And Russia is legitimately fighting them there. So this jet that was shot down was, you know, very problematic, because, you know, they shot it down with a shoulder-fired missile that was U.S. made. And make no mistake, that's thanks to John McCain, that's thanks to Barack Obama.
Sure, and that's been my main concern, is that, like a Bay of Pigs, whatever, they want to embarrass Trump, and it's foreign policies where they think they can get him, just like you said with the whole missile situation out of Hawaii. Let's get into the derailments right now, which, again, record-level derailments, very, very suspicious. I know you have some information on that, and we'll come back again into the Super Bowl.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, this train crash in South Carolina was a false flag, 100%, first and foremost. It was a false flag. This by the deep state, 100%. This was the third Amtrak train attack incident since December 18th, and this latest attack was in South Carolina in Trey Gowdy's backyard. And what was the identifier on the train? It was Amtrak train 91. Pay attention to these numbers, folks. They love the numerology. They love the symbolism. How is this tied to Vegas? Where do they attack? The Route 91 Music Festival. I mean, you can't make these anomalies. They're sick. They're creepy. This happens. In Trey Gowdy's backyard, Amtrak 91 crashes out of nowhere.
And it's on the wrong track. And they admit it's all automated.
It's hacked by the deep state. It's hacked by the deep state. It's hacked by Antifa. It's all Amtrak. And they have the NTSB GO team there to investigate. They need to have the FBI there investigating, but of course they're a little too busy trying to carry out a false flag in Minneapolis as we speak, or excuse me, trying to stop one. But you know what I mean. I mean, look, this is sick. You can't have this connection. This is Amtrak train number 91. This is train 91.
And I looked it up. This is another automated track where the computers are switching. The human just watches. Since we went automated, the crashes are way up.
There's no excuse for this. These anomalies, there's just no excuse for this. And people are so sort of brainwashed, and they're so, you know, into one team, where they just cannot believe that Trump could do any good, that just go with the mainstream media.
Sure, you know, I know the ridiculous globalists don't want to go to prison, so they'll say, watch this number, and then that gives them solace to their underlings. Well, look, when they see the number over and over again, what does 91 mean?
Well, they love the nines and the ones. Just go 911, go 911. They keep on doing it. It's 911. It's the Route 91 Music Festival in Vegas. This is Amtrak train 91 that's being attacked. This is a symbol. This is a signature. Like
it's like leaving an ace of spades if you're an assassination team in Vietnam.
This is complete forensic. I mean, everyone knows what this is. And this is a message to their fellow travelers in base, and also a critical message to our actual intelligence agency, to say, we can hit you where we want, when we want. How about we hit you in the back of Trey Gowdy's backyard, because we know what you're about to do. And, how about we pull off train 91 right there? I mean, this is obvious, and there's obviously other intel that I can't get into, but none of this stuff happens in vacuums. We've seen it. We know what's going on, but the position that the Trump administration is taking, like the failed Hawaii missile test, it's to not give them the glory of doing it. We're stopping it as much as we can.
All right, stay there. Let's come back into the Super Bowl straight ahead.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're limited on time tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm going to go right back to Zach right now, our great intel source. I've already introduced him. Amazing stuff he's predicted. He's a proven source. We know who he is. Has great connections. Our other sources say he's a great source. So, Zach, you were on earlier last week. And you were getting into Islamic threats on the Super Bowl. Please give us the latest information on that.
Okay, absolutely. And I join you from Palo Alto right now. After I left on that call, I was going to join you Friday. I couldn't. I had to take a flight to Palo Alto to do some work, some think tank engineering. And please let me get to the next point I'm going to make about the Hawaiian missile test and a little bit more breaking intel that had a lot of people upset about me and you talking about that. So I'm going to talk about the false flag now, but we got to get to that point as well. But about the false flag. We were on Wednesday speaking, and now I can finally get into it. They've published the article, so we can talk about it publicly. All the info warriors, everyone, look it up. This is what I'm about to say. EPG Security Group. This is the same security group that was at the Trump inauguration and the RNC. Provided perfect security. They're ran by patriots, founded by a Marine. They were relieved of their contract out of nowhere by the feds on Wednesday and replaced with G4S Security. Out of nowhere, they come in and take EPG Security Group out of there and replace them with G4S. And why is this important? Well, what is G4S, the security firm? You know, G4S, the same group and company, the security firm that employed the Orlando nightclub pulse shooter, Omar Mateen, yeah, that G4S. The same G4S that runs the deep state dirty work at Guantanamo, at Diego Garcia, at Black Site, at several other federal assets. So out of nowhere, just days before the Super Bowl, the feds come in, and this is public information. You can pull up the stories now. They relieved EPG Security Group, you know, comprised of trusted patriots, relieve them due to bogus claims that they have hired people with sort of issues with background checks, which is complete nitpicking, and replace them with G4S operatives. This is official. You could pour the stories up as we speak, and this is very problematic. That's one point of many that have led to many concerns, of course, of the credible threats that we have, but that by itself needs to be investigated. That's problematic. And I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight until I watch all the breaking news and everything that's going on, because it probably won't be an attack up until the game, but people leaving the stadium inebriated in a haze, all the hysteria, all the things going on, it's going to be a mess. So this is going to go into the early morning hours of tomorrow. But
that you were saying that they'd rolled a lot of it up, according to your sources. Give us specifics.
Yeah, they've rolled a lot of it up, and we're watching a lot of it. But this last minute change of removing EPG Security Group and replacing them with G4S is so problematic that now, you know, this is a completely different landscape that we have to watch and be vigilant of. These last minute changes in an event of this high caliber is unprecedented.
And it is a fact that the Pulse nightclub guy did work for that company, and that company does keep popping up.
And EPG specifically, they get them on, you know, essentially typos on applications, nothing legitimate. The EPG is legitimate. They work with the Trump administration. They work during the RNC convention. They work during the inauguration. It's comprised of patriots, special operators, and the likes. And the specific branch, they're out of D.C., Tampa, and they have a branch specifically in Minneapolis. You're going to take these guys out of their own backyard who are patriots and replace them with G4S just days, 48 hours before the big weekend. This is major, major, major. We're watching them. We were doing what we can, but this was a move at the behest of the FBI. And obviously, your buddies there, Phil Mudd, talking about 1908. They want to pull something off, and we're watching them, and we're hoping for the best.
Well, you look at how crazed Mudd and all of them are about how they're going to kill the president on TV and how they're going to overthrow and how they're winning. That looks like desperation to get their stay-behind networks to believe that they're actually still going to win, so stay at your post.
Yeah, this is unprecedented. And again, the train crash yesterday is completely verified. I mean, come on, this is a false flag 100%. And some of these certain things I could just legitimately cannot get into for security reasons and just legal issues. I can't get into it. And I wish I could spill the beans right now on certain things, but I can't. But just for public disclosure, that train crash was coordinated, and that's just hacking into the actual systems there. There's no, come on, you don't have three train tracks within a month, all Amtrak, and the anomalies between Vegas.
Sure, the other train tracks aren't remote control. It's always Amtrak.
And look at the target. These aren't passenger trains. They come right after speeches, right on time. Look at the numerology. Look at what's going on. This is sick, and this is desperate. And you know, there's just a lot going on.
They also use it to change the subject each time in a key cycle.
100%. And you notice when I was on with you on Wednesday, we spoke about the failed missile test and the false flag there. Look, I got a lot of flack for talking about that, and I was kind of advised to sort of stay off certain things, but there's nothing problematic. This is public information, and I'm not going to be threatened or thrown off by anything if it's going to make my life a little bit uncomfortable. When we moved, people need to know this right now, and this they could start Googling, they could pick this stuff up. Just Google Chinese mind warfare. This is Chinese deep state and rogue U.S. globalist forces. There's false flags.
By the way, let me stop you. That's not even hidden. The Chinese dictator came to Davos a year ago and said, I will save you. And they're admittedly funding everything after the Saudis got cut off. And they are engaged in all this domestically.
So we see the major fleet of Navy destroyers make their way to the Pacific last year. And what happens last year? We have the USSS Fitzgerald and the USS John McCain both get attacked. You know, they say it's just operator error. They got ran into. There's sailors dead, special operators dead. You know, there's people that, we didn't know what happened. There must be a radar issue. Wrong. Look this up. This is Chinese mind warfare, not the official Chinese government, just like here, the deep state Chinese government using EMP mines underwater to completely make those.
Well, it's up to six ships now that get totally blacked out, and then they use a Chinese freighter to ram it, right?
Well, yeah, they ask, how can this be? How come you couldn't see it coming? Because they lost all power. How can they lose all power? EMP mines being used underground. The ship goes dark and they have another.
Well, by the way, all the experts agree there's no way these ships are doing this with all the satellites and all the radar. It's just crazy. And you notice we've got our military there. We know they got the satellite killers, all of it. What a crazy time, though, to know the Democrats and everybody else are allied with the communist Chinese as if that's going to save them.
The law, and on the Fitzgerald in particular, and on McCain had some capability, but on the Fitzgerald, you have the law's laser weapon system, which is anti-missile, on the actual deck there. But, you know, we talk about it on Wednesday, and now this is coming out. What's this guy talking about, torpedoes? Look what CNN, and people could pull this up right now.
Listen, I've got the young man that was at the inauguration coming up that Trump talked about, putting the flags on veterans' graves and the whole NFL thing. He's coming up in like 5 minutes, but I want you to finish up on the destroyer specifically, because I want to ask question, is the United States going to start striking back against all this? Because if Phil Mudd's on TV saying he's going to kill the president, and the fact that he's still walking around makes me ask a serious question. Welcome back. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I am your host, Alex Jones. Hollywood, the mainstream media, the NFL have been pretty much seized by globalists, their leftist ideology, but people are fighting back everywhere, not just President Trump. Coming up in just 3 or 4 minutes, Preston Sharp, the young man who President Trump had at the inauguration as an example of the opposite of the people taking a knee during the whole NFL debacle during the Star Spangled Banner. He'll be joining us coming up here in just a few minutes. But finishing up with Zach, our amazing intel source. I know who Zach is. I can confirm the things he's done. I can confirm other sources. They think it's great Zach's coming on. Obviously made some phone calls. But, you know, Zach's giving us his personal view as a citizen. Zach, finish up with what you were getting into with the attacks on, I said 6 or 8 ships, like 12 ships, but a lot of big ones being attacked. They say it's pretty much impossible with the radar and with the satellites, but clearly they're powered down. Then they get rammed. It sounds like China's already declared war. Well, hell, they've had Chinese generals declare war 2 years ago on the United States. So what's really going on? What caused the pivot to the Pacific?
Absolutely. And, you know, this becomes convoluted and confusing to people because they say, well, you know, if we were attacked by them, why wouldn't we just come out and strike them? Easier said than done. We're involved in wars. We're trying to get our economy off its back.
It's shadow wars, covert war. Most war is covert.
And absolutely, this is going on in the Pacific. Look, there's rogue subs. There's Chinese deep state and U.S. globalist forces, attacking.
So, you know, the Chinese have a lot of drone subs, and too, right? Drones?
We talk about it on Wednesday, and look what CNN does with their Operation Mockingbird CIA asset Barbara Starr at 7 in the morning just yesterday. CNN runs the headline U.S. says Russia developing undersea nuclear armed torpedo. Just as the White House is caught in a political minefield over the Russia investigation, the Pentagon is taking its toughest line yet against Russia's resurgent nuclear forces. They're trying to spin this into a Russia thing when this is a deep state Chinese thing, where this is a real Navy issue, where there's fight in our waterways, there's fights in our railways, and they're trying to divert our attention because they are running for their life. This is really going on, and some of this stuff is obviously very, very secret. We can't get into some of it, but there's wars going on in the Pacific in these waterways, and them putting out headlines trying to, lure Russia into it or tie Russia to it as they knock down their jet over Syria is just ridiculous. And I know Trump sees it. I need him. They knew what they were doing when they're trying to tie in with the Russian collusion. He's going to deal with the memo and hopefully get that off his back. But he needs to, Russia's done nothing wrong here, and the deep state is doing all they can to keep tying Russia into this. They're even trying to tie this into the missile test because the failed Hawaiian missile test info is going to come out. This was a neutralized threat that all happened underwater, eventually breached. This was capable. Now they're saying Russia's coming up with armed torpedoes and nuclear capability. Stop tying Russia to it. They're duping.
No, hours after you broke it, it came out. Promise me then, tomorrow or Tuesday, join us to do a full hour here, Zach. Thank you so much for joining us. Amazing information. I know you're busy. Can you join us Monday or Tuesday?
Absolutely. I'm flying back from Palo Alto on tomorrow, so I could definitely guarantee you that I could be on Tuesday. And I need to tell you about some information in Palo Alto, because there are some pro-humanity, ethical individuals in Silicon Valley, one of which is Elon Musk, and we have to make that happen, the melding of the minds. Elon and Alex need to sit down. And but yes, on Tuesday, I can.
Well, I've gotten some of those messages. That needs to happen. I agree. Okay, we'll talk very, very soon. Thank you. All right. Amazing. I wish I could tell you who that guy is, but someday I'll be able to. We've got one more segment left coming up. And look, I grew up patriotic parents, and I love America, but I was kind of like, this is cheesy. Until I realized how bad other countries are on average and how there's globalists trying to bring down our nation, then I realized patriotism is like a lifeboat in the middle of a frozen ocean. You need it to survive. Because if you don't have that, you're going to be run by something else. If you're not run by your own patriotic Americanism, rugged individualism. And so President Trump pointed out that they have this whole take a knee movement to demonize America and run things into the ground. And they're banning veterans groups from running ads saying don't do it during the NFL. But Preston Sharp of PrestonSharp.net, young man, we're going to talk to him here in just a minute. He goes out and puts flags on the graves of veterans that have been forgotten. And you can say, oh, well, what's that do? Well, it shows you care about your ancestors and those that sacrificed. And you realize it's not Hollywood and football stars and basketball stars that are the real heroes, but it's people that actually are willing to stand up for their fellow humans. So let's play a clip of the president talking about Preston Sharp. Here it is during the State of the Union.
Here tonight is Preston Sharp, a 12-year-old boy from Redding, California, who noticed that veterans' graves were not marked with flags on Veterans Day. He decided all by himself to change that and started a movement that has now placed 40,000 flags at the graves of our great heroes. Preston, a job well done.
So there's the good. Now the president gets into the bad. If America's so bad, you hate the country itself, get out. You want to debate the country? That's fine. But don't say you hate it. I'm not going to make you leave. I'm just saying you should.
Young patriots like Preston teach all of us about our civic duty as Americans. And I met Preston a little while ago. And he is something very special that I can tell you. Great future. Thank you very much for all you've done, Preston. Thank you very much.
And then he goes on for 4 minutes about the NFL and these people making $80 million every couple of years.
Preston's reverence for those who have served our nation reminds us of why we salute our flag, why we put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance, and why we proudly stand for the national anthem.
This is under attack. The Democrats all sitting over there, sickening people. All right, then he goes into the whole rebuke of the NFL we've already played. We're going to break in a few minutes, but I want to go to Preston. First off, Preston, you know, you got a great family, you're a great guy, but what was it like sitting right next to Melania Trump, one of the most beautiful and energetic and great ladies out there? I got to say, I'm very jealous because she was particularly glowing. That's kind of like saying the sun's already glowing. What was it like sitting next to Melania Trump?
Wow, it was amazing sitting next to her. I just, when I was sitting next to her, I couldn't believe that I was even invited to the State of the Union or anything like that. It was just amazing.
Well, I got to say, Sean, I've not been intimidated by women or men since I was probably about 14, 15 years old, but I've been around Melania Trump before, and she's a little bit intimidating when you see her in person. She's definitely quite a lady, so I think everybody watching and listening is very jealous right now.
Yeah.
What was it like when you got, what was it like being there, hearing this historic State of the Union, America turned around in only 365 days? What was it like being there?
Oh, it was, I didn't believe my eyes, because when I started Flags and Flowers, I had no clue that this would ever become, for me, meeting the president or the vice president.
That's a good question. We'll get more into it after the break. But how did you get the idea of seeing no flags in the graves? And then how did the White House learn about that?
So the VA flew me out in September to Washington, D.C. And so that's how the White House found out, I think.
So you, well, what did you go to Arlington? I mean, so you went and saw there was no flags.
Yeah. So I wait, how I started?
Yes.
So I started on a local cemetery near me in Redding, California. And I was going to honor my grandfather, who was in the Navy. And I went there thinking that it was Veterans Day, that, and there was going to be flags out on the veterans' grave sites. And when I got there, there wasn't. So I got really frustrated with that, and I really wanted to honor our veterans, and I really felt like they should be honored for what they did.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back, because, you know, you weren't watching MTV, you weren't sitting there, you know, sucking your thumb. Live final segment before I return tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central with the InfoWar with a weekday transmission. We've got some big breaking news here in a few minutes after Preston leaves us. I'm just going to leave it at that. We have major Democratic Party spokespersons coming out and foreshadowing exactly what I said last week, word for word. We don't have the staff to go back and get the show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but you, the listeners, can do this. And if you post it, we'll play it tomorrow, or maybe we'll try. We do 4 hours a day, and then the other shows, another 6-7 hours. But remember what I said, word for word. I'm going to talk about it coming up here in just a few minutes. Preston, you're awesome, PrestonSharp.net. I wanted you to just go back to your awakening, why you decided to get involved, because your grandfather was in World War II. You were saying you didn't see the flags out there when you wanted to go. And so, without putting words in your mouth, I'm leaving off where you finished. This journey from a few small steps, suddenly you're at the State of the Union. Please continue.
Yeah. So I was at the cemetery, and I realized that there wasn't any flags out. And I just got really mad and just didn't, I don't, I just got really mad and frustrated that our veterans weren't getting honored. And I wanted to start honoring them. And the cemetery wasn't really well taken care of. So my mom taught me, if you see something wrong, to do something about it and not let it get worse. So that's what I did. And I've placed over 40,000 flags and flowers out on veterans' grave sites. And I also clean the stones if they need to be cleaned.
And then you got contacted, what, a month ago or so? When did you get contacted by the White House?
I got contacted.
It doesn't matter specifically. The point is that you took action from your heart, and now it's a big national story about caring about people that, you know, lay their lives down or fight for others.
Yeah, when I started doing this, I was thinking of placing, like, the flags at the cemetery, and I didn't realize that it was going to get this big at all. I just thought that it was going to be a small community thing. And then I just went on the news a couple times, and then it just skyrocketed from there, and people started helping me more, and it has been a lot of support, and it's just been amazing.
Well, you've obviously got great parents. Why don't you spend a minute or two talking about the type of parents you've got that, compared to the average, and I'm sorry to say this, average selfish, narcissistic young person out there, a lot of them are with this modern culture. What made you different so that I can learn from that?
Well, I was just like a regular kid, which I still am, but I just went to my grandfather's gravesite, and my mom taught me if you see something wrong, to do something about it. So I was like, God taught that, and that's how I knew what to do, and I just really, really wanted to start honoring veterans because they gave their lives to us, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
Now I understand what happened, because you look about a year or two younger in the photo with your grandfather. I know most World War II vets have died. There's only a few thousand left. And so when I saw that photo, I didn't want to raise it and say, oh, were you visiting him at the graveyard? You were saying you wanted to honor veterans.
That's not my grandpa.
That's another fellow?
Yeah, so that's the veteran who I adopted the dog from, so he could see the dog whenever he wants.
Well, that's awesome. So tell us about your grandfather then.
I don't really know anything about him because I never met him. So, yeah.
Well, he's alive in you right now, and the fact that you care about these things tells us all we need to know. I really appreciate you spending so much time with us. Anything else you'd like to add?
Honor veterans every day, not just on a holiday.
Well, I think we should honor everybody, Preston Sharp, who actually cares about other people and isn't a coward. So you're not a coward, and there you are at the State of the Union, standing up for this country and being the opposite of people making $10 million a year that are so upset about this country. I don't know why these people are so upset about the country. They can say they're upset about issues in it, but to say the country itself's bad, it's a bunch of communist Chinese propaganda. That's who's running this whole thing. All right, sir, we appreciate you, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, that's a really smart 12-year-old young man there. We're excited to have him on to talk about it, because here's the deal. I grew up hearing about how great America was and how great Texas was and about my family ancestry and the rest of it, and I wasn't an arrogant person, so I thought, this is kind of arrogant. But my parents weren't arrogant. They were just telling me the history. And once I got older and realized everything I stood for was under total attack by a bunch of offshore mega corporations because they saw what my family stood for and what they did as the enemy. And that was strong people stand up and build a civilization. They don't squat the little people and dominate them and control them and hurt them. Strong people stand up against bullies and hand their ass to them. And so now I understand my mission. But it was good having that young man on. The Super Bowl's coming up. I hope there's no terror attack, but Zach's been a really great source, and he says they've rolled up most of the threats there, but we'll continue to see what unfolds with that. Just know this. This country is in a fight for its very life right now. And I think about all the things that are happening, and I think about all the things that are unfolding, and it makes my head spin. But I know it makes your head spin as well. Just know this, if you do the right thing and take action, there's nothing we can't turn around. I have one more piece of news I want to get to here, but I want to just play Devin Nunes one more time. Attacks the left, the attacks from the left, he says, are quite enjoyable, because in that is the essence of what's going to make us turn this civilization around. When we're demonized, when we're bullied, we're attacked, we don't give in, we don't back down. We'll play that clip, and I've got a huge piece of news at the end to cover. Here it is.
This Russian investigation.
Quickly, Mr. Chairman, some people have called you a Russian agent. Others have said you should be fired. The barbs today on cable TV were pretty amazing. Your thoughts in dealing with all of this in the job that you have?
Yeah, it's actually quite enjoyable. Because we have the underlying facts. We've been investigating this for a really long time. So you know that you're over the target when you're being attacked from all sides.
Mr. Chairman, we have to leave it there. The computer's going to...
So you know you're over the target when you're getting the flak. Congressman Schiff has a little bit different view of that. He has come out on MSNBC and suggest another Oklahoma City bombing could happen because of GOP FISA memo. And then we have the same thing being echoed by the head gopher who was on the National Security Council, Eliza Jordan, whose husband, Michael Hastings, exposes government corruption when his car then got bombed in Los Angeles, what, 4 or 5 years ago. So MSNBC analyst claims conspiracies about FBI text messages could lead to violence. There are going to be consequences, she says, violent massacres. And now we have Schiff saying it. So you want to overthrow the president, overthrow the election, do all this. Everybody's a criminal but you. But as GOP representatives begin to go public saying, we need criminal misconduct investigations of you for what you've done, we realize who's really scared here. And then you understand what I've been saying for the last week. Their last card to play is to stage a false flag attack against a federal building. I said that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Their last card to play would be to bomb one of their own buildings. I said, I think they're probably putting plastic explosives in the federal buildings right now. Right Wing Watch and even Media Matters of George Soros ran with that headline. I said, the Democrats, the globalists are planning to bomb a federal building. The Democrats are preparing to stage a terror attack to make themselves the victim. That'd be their next card to play. And then he comes right out this weekend and says it. Let's go to a clip of him talking about that right now. Here it is.
But the real damage they have done is they have damaged the relationship between our committee and the intelligence community. In the future, the intelligence community is going to be very wary about sharing information with us because they won't trust us to be responsible stewards of it.
They're gods.
And sources of information are going to dry up. If you have a neighbor next door who's buying a lot of fertilizer and it seems odd to you because they don't have a yard, are you going to think twice before calling the FBI? Because if they get a search warrant for your neighbor and something is politicized, the political winds change, and there's an investigation, your identity is going to be revealed. Because you really can't
trust
that this is going to be
confidential. Protecting Hezbollah for 8 years.
There's a reason why this process has never
been recruiting and making money. So there's the threat. From the Democrats that hate America, from the people that say they hate Christians and hate families, and I mean, they are the scum of the earth, and they're freaked out because the face-sucking parasites are getting pulled off this country. Spread the links, Infowars.com. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.